A 92-year-old woman says she feels very privileged after claiming to see an apparition of Padre Pio in a church in Limerick City, Ireland. The devotee of Padre Pio, who said he appeared to her at Mass, believes there is a divine reason for the vision. Now, 92-year-old Nellie Cosgrave, who insists she saw the venerated Italian priest during Mass and wants to know, why did he pick me? The sighting sparked calls to a local radio station where callers told of their own visions of the much-loved Capuchin friar. More than 50 years after his death, Padre Pio was headline news in Ireland. Nellie Cosgrave says that she saw the apparition at the same time as a friend when they were attending a Mass devoted to the saint. The event marked the 54th anniversary of the saint's death, and the Mass was held in St. Saviour's Church in Limerick, Ireland, on September the 23rd. Around 500 people attended the Mass, which was organized by the Pray, Hope and Don't Worry prayer group. The pair are among many currently claiming to have seen the saint. According to the woman, they saw a bright shape in the photograph, which changed color and evolved into a discernible figure of Padre Pio dressed in a brown-colored habit. Something drew my attention to the picture, said Miss Cosgrave, and it was illuminated as if the sun was shining down on it. At first it looked like silver, and then it changed, and behold, I saw Padre Pio. It was as clear as daylight. I've never seen anything like it. My friend saw exactly the same as me. I drew her attention to the picture and said, look, it's Padre Pio. Then, there was a blazing red color that lasted for around 3 to 4 minutes, and gradually, it just faded away and went back to normal. It was most unusual. Miss Tynan said, I think myself and Nellie saw it around the same time. It was absolutely amazing. I saw the picture lighting up and illuminating. It was wavering, and you could see the light flashing on it. It was so real. It's very hard to explain it to people, but it was remarkable. I kept looking. I was shocked. But what do you do? The two eyewitnesses explained that the prayer group had erected an enlarged photograph inside St. Saviour's Church. The prayer group meets twice a month, but on Padre Pio feast days, the church is swamped with people looking for blessings from a healing glove previously worn by St. Padre Pio, and which is now safeguarded by the Limerick prayer group. It's nothing new to hear of such apparitions of the saint. This image was photographed in Medjugorje and is believed to be an apparition of the saint. Even during the saint's time, he was known for having been in two places at the same time. Bilocation is the simultaneous presence of the same person in two different places. Through the supernatural gift of bilocation, Padre Pio was able to be in different places at the same time. He was able to be present and speak, listen, and live in two or more different events all at once. It's well known that Padre Pio never left San Giovanni Rotondo Convent once he entered there in 1918. From that day on, he never departed from there, not even for medical visits. Yet many people testify that they saw him, met with him, and spoke with him in various cities around the world, even today. It's not surprising to hear of the saint interceding for souls even to this day. Saint Padre Pio himself had quoted, "After my death, I will do more. My real mission will begin after my death." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Padre Pio, I put my family in your hands. Help us to stay united, in serenity and peace. You know and love all the members of my family so well. Shower us with your goodness. Glorious Padre Pio, watch over us and guide us safely throughout the day. Deliver us from evil and from misfortune. Teach us to take care of each other, to accept our differences, and to endure each other's mistakes with love, even when we are tired, angry, or hurt. Help us to stay united as we overcome adversity. May we always be able to sustain and encourage each other on the bad days that we'll come across in our lives. Padre Pio, may those who have left their family come back home and resolve the difficult issues that had arisen. Let love never fail, and may all their problems be resolved. Give us a charitable heart, teach us to be more generous, and help us to do good works with no thought of earthly compensation. Beloved Padre Pio, I invoke your powerful intercession before God. Let love and peace forever reign in our family. Amen. Saint Padre Pio, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.